exciting as we look forward to it with a sense of anticipation. But it can also be just a bit daunting, especially if last year was a tough one. We can feel weak, tired, even exhausted. And that's why today I'm believing that God wants to renew your strength by His Spirit and His Word. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at the year ahead from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus so that you can be all that He created you to be. Even the strongest among us find ourselves feeling tired and weak sometimes. It's not that you're a loser, and it's certainly not that you're the only person on the planet that feels that way. But the daily grind has a way of, well, grinding you down, doesn't it? We're kicking this year off with a series of messages that I've called New Year, Fresh Start, because God is a God of new beginnings. And one of the things that He wants to do for you is to renew your strength. Now, renew is a word that I love. It's an amazing word, two parts, re and new. We all know what the new means. Something that's new is brand new, a new experience, a new mercy, a new love, a new hope, a new life. Newness is fresh. It's exciting. It's a new start. But that re part of renew is about doing something new again. Most of the time in the English language, when a word starts with a syllable re, it means again, repeat, review, re-enter, reactivate, reaffirm, and on it goes. So humour me and think about this word renew for just a moment. It means to do that new thing again. It means to enter into newness a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a thousandth time. And that's the sense with which I'm asking you to understand this amazing passage of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27 to chapter 41, verse 1. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Haven't you known? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and He strengthens even the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them speak. What's God saying here to His people Israel through the prophet Isaiah? Well, this message comes at a time when they're weak and exhausted. Almost 70 years earlier, the Babylonians, as an instrument of God's judgment, came and destroyed Jerusalem and took God's chosen people into captivity as slaves. They've been living out that slavery for almost three generations, as long as most of them can remember, a lifetime and then some. And they're tired. They've had it, and they've lost sight of their God. So He speaks to them through Isaiah to remind them, if you're tired today, and if you've had it, and if you've perhaps lost sight of your God, He is also speaking today through His Word to remind you. Don't you get it? He's saying, I'm the God who created the whole universe. I haven't run out of steam. I'm not tired or exhausted. In fact, I have so much power, such a deep, inexhaustible store of strength, that I'm going to give power to the faint and strengthen the powerless. Are you feeling faint and powerless? Well, by His Spirit and His Word, God is giving you today power and strength. That's what He's saying. And just in case you're feeling inadequate or guilty for feeling the way you do at the moment, remember, even youths will faint and be weary. Even the young and the fit will fall exhausted. It happens to all of us. The daily grind grinds us down, and it drains us of our strength. And there you have it, the reality of life on this earth, right? But, and here comes the turning point in what God's saying to us today. Here comes the kicker. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. There it is. That amazing little word, renew. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Why? How can that be? Because when we go to God and we wait expectantly for Him to act, for Him to renew our strength, That's exactly what he'll do. And that's the meaning, the sense of the original Hebrew word used here for wait. It is to wait expectantly, not grumbling, not losing your faith, not flapping around in despair. It's a picture of going to God in prayer, of putting your trust in him, of waiting at his feet with the expectation for good, the way a child does of its father. What God's saying here to you and to me today is that if we'll do that, he will renew our strength. But not in the way that you and I might should we take a break or have a rest, because in our own strength, time and time again, we will run out, just as the strong youth does. Now, as Jesus said, he doesn't give the way the world gives. When you and I wait expectantly with a sense of anticipation on God, he will renew our strength with his strength, a strength that takes us to heights we never thought possible. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, a strength that never, ever, ever runs out. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Time and time again, I run out of my own strength, and it's in my nature to be a strong person. It used to frustrate me that I'd hit a wall, that I'd run out of steam, that me, this naturally strong guy, would be left feeling drained and listless and ineffectual. And when you feel that way, you end up heading down a spiral. It's easy then to enter into depression. Look, I'm no shrink, I'm no physician. I have no expertise in dealing with clinical depression, except I know that a couple of times I've been there in my life. And I know that when I took this passage of Scripture to heart, I started to experience a strength that I just can't put into words. Seriously, God's taken me higher than I ever imagined in my walk with him. And that's despite the many low points that I've experienced. And each morning, as I take time to speak with him, to hear from him, to open his word, to wait on him, I end up receiving a strength from him that I can't put into words. It's a strength that comes from his peace, from his joy. After all, his word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's a strength that comes from experiencing God's presence, from waiting silently with your heart and your mind open, your whole being focused on him. And can I tell you, it's absolutely true. Those who wait expectantly on the Lord, those who wait quietly expecting him to act, believing he will act, will renew their strength. They will rise up as on eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. And this is something that God wants to give you today, tomorrow, the next day, and forevermore. The renewing of your strength, entering back into a new experience of freshness and strength again and again so that you can live your life in victory, the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. When the nation of Israel faced the daunting task heading into the promised land, knowing that they would have to take it battle after battle, God said to them through Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, "Be strong and bold and have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." When the Apostle Paul was lying in a Roman dungeon on death row, chained to a guard, he wrote this to his friends at Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." God's strength is for you. It's ready and waiting, and he means for you to renew your strength, to drink deep from his well as you wait quietly and expectantly on him. Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. May God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.